Milui Nishmas Abba Mori Zichron Olivrach. We're up to Simon Tov Kuf Nun Aleph Seif Tezayin. Yesh Nagim Lo Lirchotz Me Rosh Chodesh. Some have a custom not to bathe already from Rosh Chodesh. That's the Ashkenazi custom that the Shulchan Aruch here is referring to. V'yesh Einim Naim Ela B'Shabazu. Some only stop during the Shavua Shechalbo. V'yesh Mis'anim V'yidzayim V'tamuz Ad Tishabov. Some people fast every day, during the entire 3 weeks. The Mishnah Berurah says that Talmud Chacham should not keep this chumra because if you fast every day, you're not going to be able to learn well enough and be osek v'melech ha-shemayim, and this is not the practice nowadays to keep this minhag. Now, if Rosh Chodesh Av falls out on Friday, so you're now, it's Rosh Chodesh and it's Erev Shabbos, then the Mishnah Berurah quotes, everyone agrees you can have a regular shower, lirchot as kol aguf b'chamin with hot water, that everyone agrees in that case it's mutter. We'll get to later regarding what happens if it's Erev Tisha B'Av. But if it's Rosh Chodesh, which is Erev Shabbos, then that's mutter. Now, this is only if it's l'tainug, for pleasure. But if it's for refuah, if the doctor says you have to wash for some reason, then it's mutter even b'chamin, even during Shavuot Shechalbo. There was never a minug to aser if it's for the sake of refuah. Well, similarly, the Ramah says, Litzorech mitzvah is also mutter, and therefore Nida rochetzitz v'tovelis. A Nida can prepare for the mikvah normally and bathe normally, and the Ber Lecha says even with hot water. Regular, because that's Litzorech mitzvah, that was never included in the minug l'isser at all. Vafilim tovelis lel yud mutter l'lirchotz Ber of Tisha B'Av. Oh, what if a woman's scheduled to go to the mikvah on the night after Tisha B'Av? So women have to prepare before then. So the Ramah says that if it's going to be difficult to prepare on the night and after Tisha B'Av, there'll be in a bit of a rush or something. So then she would prepare on Erev Tisha B'Av. She would bathe on Erev Tisha B'Av before the fast, and then, you know, rinse off again to get ready for the mikvah on the night before the mikvah on the night after Tisha B'Av. Now, the language of the Ramah is that it's only if she can't do it afterwards, meaning it's better to do all the preparations for the mikvah starting after on Motzei Tisha B'Av. But the Ber Lecha sounds like that indeed it's better to prepare an Erev Tisha B'Av, because then she's in less of a rush. So if this Shiloh comes up, you would ask a posek, what is the preferred method? To do the preparations on Erev Tisha B'Av and then wash again briefly on Motzei Tisha B'Av before going to the mikvah? Or to do all the preparations, or to do all the preparations, if possible, on Motzei Tisha B'Av, and not bathe on Erev Tisha B'Av? Certainly, cutting the nails should be done only on Motzei Tisha B'Av, because that there's really no need to do Erev Tisha B'Av at all. Similarly, the Ramah says, if a woman is wearing white during the Zayin Nikim, she's allowed to wash whatever she needs, kedark, like she does the rest of the year. Why? Because that's not for Tainug, that's a Tzorach Mitzvah. That's a Tzorach Mitzvah. So too, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ketanim, Sheishchem Chatotim Beroshan. If you have some sort of sores in their head, then of course you can wash them normally, Beroshan. For that reason, that's not for Tainug. That's to avoid Tsar. Now, the Ramah continues. V'noagin shelo lirchotz afilu b'tzonein me'rosh chodesh ve'elech. The minug is not to even take a cold shower during the 9 days. Now, this means the entire body. But the Mishnah Berurah says, panov yodov v'raglov, hands, face, and feet, you can wash b'tzonein during the 9 days. That's mutter. That was never included in the minig l'iser at all. Now here, the poskim quote that one should use cold water, that's what the Ramah says, and one should not use soap, and one should not use hot water or warm water. However, if the dirt or perspiration cannot be removed otherwise, then one is allowed to use hot water or soap. And if you're choosing, it's better to use cold water with soap than hot water without soap. If you need more than just a cold shower to remove the dirt or the perspiration, then the preferred option is a cold shower with soap rather than a hot shower even without soap. Okay, that's regular during the week. This is a challenge for many of us, but this is the minhag avelus during the 9 days. You're supposed to have a little bit of avelus over the churban habayis, and having the showers colder certainly is something we can do for the sake of thinking about what we're missing with the Beis Hamikdash. Many people nowadays will take a cold shower with soap during the 9 days if they're sweaty. It's the summer. People often get sweaty, and that would be okay based on what the poskim say. One should really, really try not to use the warm or hot water option during the 9 days. Well, what about a kavod Shabbos? So the Ramah says, afilu be'erev Shabbos, asur lilchotz ki imrosho panav yadav raglav betzonin. So the Ramah says, on Erev Shabbos, you can be a little more makil to also wash your head with cold water on Erev Shabbos. This minhag does not include warm water or hot water, but during the 9 days, only cold water, even on Kavod Shabbos. The Yesh Makilin, the Ramah says, B'chafifas harosh b'chamin v'mishrag b'shabbos b'kach kol Shabbos. And some are makil to wash their hair with hot water, but the Mishnah Berurah explains this means without shampoo, without soap and shampoo, with Kavod Shabbos. If that's what a person does, during the rest of the year with Kavod Shabbos, and of course that all the Chayyadim says that also includes Panav Yadav Viraglov with hot water as well, like you do in every Erev Shabbos. So that's as far as the Ramah goes. Now, here, Rav Eider quotes from Rav Moshe Feinstein and from Rav Henkin, Rav Moshe Zatzal, Rav Henkin Zatzal, that nowadays, we live in countries where we bathe more frequently than the old days. One can bathe normally with a hot shower on Erev Shabbos, if that's what you normally, a hot shower with soap, like you do the rest of the year. And Rav Eider explains it in a Hebrew footnote here, as well. So many have that custom that during the 9 days, as we mentioned before, they take cold showers. And if necessary, they use soap and shampoo with cold showers. And Erev Shabbos, then they bathe normally. And this is quoted in the, again, in Rav Shimon Eider. Now, very interesting. If Erev Shabbos is also Erev Tisha B'Av, so then the Mishnah Berurah says, L'chadchila, it's preferable to take the shower before Chatzos, because after Chatzos is already Erev Tisha B'Av. So that's a good point, that's something good to point out. That's in the Ber Halacha, that whatever you're going to shower on Erev, if it's Erev Shabbos, which is also Erev Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos, but it's pushed off until Sunday, one should be makbitz, takes a shower l'chadchila before chatzos, and if not, b'di'eved, it can be even after chatzos as well. Okay, we'll stop here.